And welcome to another Friday edition. Today we're going to be talking about the Humboldt State University 2021 HSU TRIO ETS and Gear Up Summer Program. We'll be talking about the Summer Algebra Institute and other information. I have a few people on the line right now. Rose Francia will be joining us shortly. I have Sam Deal and Vanessa Colta on the line right now. Welcome to the Friday edition.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Well, you're quite welcome. I'm always interested in providing more information to our local listeners about the upcoming events, especially in the summer program with this pandemic and all that. We need more opportunities. And so I am really glad that the HSU TRIO program is reaching out to our students out here and opening up some summer activities for them. So would you like to start with the ETS and Gear Up Summer Program?
Yeah, we can do that. So we have three programs available. One of them is the Summer Algebra Institute, which includes robotics, math, arts, and culture. And that program is designed for students in grades 6 through 12. So it's available for middle school and high school students. And it's going to be 4 weeks. It is virtual, it is online, but we can provide laptops and hotspots for that. And the dates for the program are July 5th to July 30th from 9 a.m. to noon. And this actually helps students catch up on credits that they might be missing. So it kind of serves like as a summer in, you know, summer school, depending on what they need to recover for credits. But, you know, it's basically to help improve students' skills in basic and advanced mathematics, earn 5 math credits towards graduation, which counts as 60 hours. There's going to be discussions on cultural knowledge and contributions to the field of mathematics. And the robotics set, art and math supplies, calculator and HSU gifts that we, you know, send out are all free. And there's going to be some cool competitions and prizes, which will be friendly. There's going to be some topics, including there's this system called EdReady math learning system. And so that's a system that they're going to be using for the math program. They're also going to be learning about environmental science, robotics, and coding. And the Summer Algebra Institute is sponsored by Pathmakers, TRIO Talent Search, Gear Up, Delano Unified School District, and the Humboldt County Office of Education.
Quite a list, yes.
That's only the first one.
Very good. So what's the second one then?
So we have another one. It's a course called Shape Your Future. And we have a course online on our website at talentsearch.humboldt.edu. And it's a free course. It's not necessarily taught by anyone or an instructor, but you kind of teach yourself the modules. And it's meant for high school students from freshman, sophomore, junior, senior who, you know, plan on graduating high school and plan on maybe some post-secondary education. And so the point is that, you know, you look at which year you're in, you look at maybe the month that it's in or what you plan on learning. Maybe it's financial literacy or SAT testing or financial aid tests, and you basically click on that and it helps you prepare and it tells you what you should be doing or preparing for and maybe what services we offer. And so it's pretty cool in that sense. And we're kind of building off of that, that online course that we have, which is called Shape Your Future. And myself, Harold, and Michelle, who are also Talent Search staff members and advisors, are going to be leading it. So that's going to be exciting. It's going to be 1 day a week, and it's also going to be 4 weeks. And so we haven't actually agreed on a day yet for that one. I'll get into the more, or someone else can discuss the schedule in a little bit. And yeah, so that's Shape Your Future. And that one is meant for 10th or rising 11th, 12th, and senior graduates who are, you know, going to be preparing to go to post-secondary ed or, you know, planning for a job after high school. So that's the Shape Your Future course. All right. So next up is we're going to be offering college classes, or, you know, we're going to be offering college credit classes, which are a Spanish class and a film class. And The film class is going to be taught by one of our advisors, Michelle Cartier, who is an amazing film professor at HSU, Department of Film. And I was lucky enough to take a class with her when I was in undergrad. So I can say that it is an amazing class. And students do get to get college A through G credit for taking those classes. And on top of all the other amazing things, getting the knowledge from those classes and, you know, the awesome robotic sets, calculators, whatever it is, they also get $100 stipend. Anyone, if I missed something or if anybody else would like to add, go ahead, Rose.
We are joined by Rose Francia, Director, Educational Talent Search TRIO Program, Humboldt State University.
All right. Thank you so much for having us interview with you, Joseph. We're excited to share with the KIDE listeners the summer program opportunities with Talent Search and Gear Up, sponsored by Humboldt State University in partnership with our local school districts. Vanessa was just sharing about the college classes, and these two classes that are being offered are a partnership with the Extended Education Department at Humboldt State, and they're really a unique opportunity for students to earn 3 college credits, and those 3 college credits translate to also earning 10 high school credits. So myself as a senior in high school, I took 1 college class, and that class, I earned 3 college credits and 10 high school credits. Of course, you have to pass the class. But the way our program works is we embed, we have TAs, teachers assistants, who are either staff members on our team and or future teachers who are serving as tutors and working with the students attending the classes to make sure that they pass and earn the credits. Now, if a student isn't able to continue in the class, we have an agreement with Extended Education at Humboldt State University to make sure that we're not setting any student up with an F on a college transcript. So that's a really important partnership we have in place. The two classes, one is Spanish. It is titled Bilingual Education in California. And so any students interested in building their ability to be bilingual, both heritage Spanish speakers and folks who are interested in speaking Spanish for employment, as well as A through G college university eligibility. If a student, say, at Hoopa High School was missing Spanish 2, or starting off and wanted to take this course and have it count as Spanish 1, it's appropriate to take this course. You wouldn't want to be a beginner because much of the content will actually be taught in Spanish. So you'd want to have some, at least taken Spanish 1. Or the other class is film, and it's titled The Stories We Tell. And both of these classes are really going to be a fun experience. You're going to hear baby Lucas, who is 7 months old, sharing his words as well. The college classes we're really excited to offer. It is a new partnership for us that we piloted last year. We had 6 students sign up from our program. This year we have space for 25 students in each of the college classes. And any student from Hoopa High School can sign up for these college classes. So we look forward to getting any questions, answering questions, and then helping students and parents, or guardians, caregivers, and support staff sign students up and answer any questions about those college classes.
Okay, how do students enroll, and what should they know about this? Vanessa Cota.
So that's actually a very good question. So there's a couple things that you can do if you're interested in enrolling. You can obviously go to our website, the TRIO Talent Search website through HSU, and there's a sign up link. If you have any questions, you could also reach out to your advisors or tutors that if you're part of TRIO or Gear Up that you work with, and we can also help you through the process of signing up. We're really excited about the program, and we really want to help the students do well and understand what's happening. So you can reach out to any of us. You can even reach out to me personally if you have any questions at all or need help signing up.
Can anybody address the robotics, math, arts, and culture? Rose Francia.
Yes, I'll start off, and then I want to hand it off to Sam. We are very excited that Sam Deal will be our program coordinator for our summer STEM math enrichment and credit recovery program. And we're combining the HSU robotics camp with this program. I think it would be good if Sam got us started on this, and then I chime in just a moment, if you don't mind.
Sam Deal?
Not at all. So with the summer algebra program that we're doing and the robotics camp, as Vanessa said, it is going to be 4 weeks, and it is for credit for students, and those that participate can earn $100. But it's a little bit more than that. We're really working on trying to open up the math skills that students would need, not just to pass their math classes currently or if they've struggled, but even for students that are very interested in advancing their math as they prepare for college courses. It's very important. We also have the robotics portion of this camp, and we also have a few other really great speakers that we're hoping to have, or we're hoping to be able to integrate this for the students so that they can learn about college and about science and really try and take an interest in the STEAM type portion of education.
I was just reading Rose's chat messenger. $100 is only for talent search participants, but the program is open to all 6th through 12th grade students. Maggie Peters will be one of the teachers. And when we post this audio, we'll also post the flyers that gives the URLs and where else you can find out more information about this program. On the flyer, it says friendly competition and prizes. What? Could you talk a little bit about the friendly competition? What's in store there? Sam Deal?
Yes, I can. So the goal is to have, so as Vanessa said, we're going to be using EdReady. And EdReady is a program that's designed for the students in such a way that when they first start the program, they will take an assessment. And the assessment will place them where they are and what gaps that they're missing in their mathematics skills. And the idea is that we want the students to be able to build those skills. And so we're going to have students that are going to be doing their own personal challenges while also having a lot of school challenges in the class as well. And for each of the challenges that they participate in, they will be earning prizes for each of these. So it's not supposed to be, everything is going to be super friendly. It's not going to be, nobody can't win anything. It's going to be very motivating to be able to say, I have reached my personal goals that I've set for myself this week.
Rose Francia.
A really fun addition to this is that we ask students to share what they want as prizes. And so we have 35 students already signed up for the program, and all kinds of fun prizes have been suggested or requested. So as students sign up, they'll be able to give input as to what they want. And a lot of gift cards have been suggested. And it's been nice to see that some students really just want to fill the gaps in their mathematics. The program's open to grades 6 through 12. And like Sam said, it's really individualized. It's the goal of the California State University Summer Math Institute is to build student skills so that they're able to pass their high school math and then college math classes and be competitive and feel confident. The funding for this program is part of a statewide initiative to remove educational achievement gaps. And so we're very excited to host this for the first time in the far northern area of California. And it is open to all students who Both are looking to recover math credit and enhance their mathematic achievements. And we're really happy to have co-sponsors with financial contribution from Humboldt State University and Blue Lake Rancheria and the Future Math and Science Teacher Initiative through the California State University in order to make this program not only accessible for talent search and gear up participants, but truly accessible to all students, grade 6 through 12, who are interested in their mathematic achievement.
Well, this really sounds like a great opportunity for all of our students in both counties or three counties, wherever you're offering this. Pretty exciting. It says seniors, but I guess we'll have to go to another program to get the other group of seniors, such as I, Rose Francia.
Joseph, that's a fun note that you share with us. One of the elements of the Summer Math Program or the CSU Algebra Institute is learning about diversity in terms of mathematical knowledge. And so as the teachers, Maggie Peters and the team of teachers work with the teachers' assistants, who are future math teachers, they'll be incorporating lessons that are specific to our elders who are with us now or and who have passed on, who've contributed to the field of mathematics and the understanding of mathematics. We're excited and we hope to see our participants, some of our participants, think about becoming teachers. Right now in California and throughout the country, there's a teacher shortage, especially in math and science. And so there is job security for those who are entering into teaching in math and science. And so one of the goals with the math teachers and the future teachers who will be teachers' assistants is to inspire attendees to think about teaching as a potential career. But they will also be looking at careers in STEM fields and working with Humboldt State University, students and guardians will get to attend virtual campus tours and learn from the financial aid office and the admissions office, as well as the ITEP and INTERCEPT programs, how students can access the university system, not only Humboldt State, but the other campuses, and come through college with the least debt. It's critical that, as we're thinking about mathematics, we're also thinking about our personal budgets. And, you know, maybe a student is in middle school and they're already thinking about money and how to make money and how not to lose money. So going to college can be expensive, but many people and many Talent Search alumni have made it through college with zero debt. And so we will be covering skills and how to navigate money and navigate college coming out with the least amount of debt and earning potential, meaning how much money could you earn as an adult and what kind of job can you do that you absolutely love? And that's a key. Listeners, you might know some of your teachers that you've had. You might think of some of your teachers who you can tell absolutely love what they do. Not only teachers, but staff that work at the school. And you can just see their commitment and how much they love what they do. That's what we want for our program participants and the rest of the youth. In the listening area, Hoopa Valley and Klamath Trinity region.
Well, that financial knowledge is practical math. I'm all for that. Is there anything else anyone would like to add to this? Vanessa?
No, I just hope that the students, you know, if it's within their schedules, that they try and join in. And it's a really great opportunity. I am the advisor. My name is Vanessa Cota. I'm the advisor for the KT region, as well as McKinleyville High School and Melbourne Elementary. And I will be TAing for the film class if any of my high school seniors or high schoolers would like to join, as well as the Shape Your Future course. And we will be giving you the tools necessary to succeed.
Sam Deal?
And to add to that, I am actually the coordinator for the algebra portion. So I will be there every step of the way to help students. I'm also a tutor. And so I'm excited to help the students as they progress through the program that are interested in signing up. So again, if anybody needs any help, Sam Deal is actually coordinating that portion and you can reach out to me as well.
Very good. Rose, anything you'd like to add? I see you put on the chat the URL for Talent Search. I'll make sure that that gets posted as well.
Thank you, Joseph. All I would like to say is that we're available by phone as well as utilizing our website. So families can log right into our website and complete registration forms for our summer program. You can also send us emails, but really we are available by phone if there are any questions. My phone number is 707-355-0578. And we're really open to working with any agencies in the Valley or the listening area who are interested in sponsoring or supporting clients or students in attending. It is it works well to partner because we're all looking at student success and really having a good time learning and skill gaps while having a good time. Now, I don't know if we talked about the kits that each participant will receive.
Well, let's please do.
Okay. The team that will be working with the robots selected a particular kit that looks like it's going to be really fun. The robot itself can be built into five different things, including a guitar, a robot, a launcher, and the value to this kit is $150. The other supplies that students will receive is a calculator and then art and cultural supplies in order to really engage in mathematics in a creative way. Maggie Peters, being an expert in arts integration, as well as utilizing basket weaving and basket design in the study of mathematics, will be supporting students and really, really engaging in their creativity, as well as the EdReady learning platform that is individualized. The supplies that students receive, they will get to keep. We will not ask for any of those supplies back because that would be too difficult. And it would be less fun. We want students to have a really good time. This last year has been, to say it lightly, really hard. Our goal is to make sure that students have a really good time and are supported in filling the gaps in their mathematical competency. And to say that another way, build their basic math skills in order to be competitive or feel confident as they go into the next level in mathematics. And that's for high school seniors or incoming middle school students.
Very good. That is exciting. That's a great attraction there.
Over the last 2 years, the last few years, we've offered a robotics camp at the Klamath Trinity CR campus. And it's been really quite successful. We've had students come from up and down river, from Hoopa, from Willow Creek. And we really want to invite those same students and their friend to join in this summer's camp.
The Friday edition is a production of KIDE, Hoopa Tribal Radio. The host, producer, and engineer has been Joseph Orozco. For KIDE, we thank you for listening. So what you're offering here is very good for the community. I thank you very much, the three of you and all the other people who have been involved. I'm sure there's a lot more people behind the scenes here. And what you're offering our community and what you're offering Native media is this insight and opportunity to engage. Thank you very much for your time.
Joseph, you're amazing.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for allowing the space.